Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show, Hump Day Edition, right here at My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Hey, y'all.
Hey. Good morning, Donna. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
Thanks for using your professional voice, Steve.
Absolutely. Hey, it's Wednesday, Hump Day, but I'm not slacking off. We've got a lot of productivity. Reach for the stars, everybody.
Oh, God. You are something.
I did an ab workout. I did a 10-minute core workout, Donna, so I'm jacked up and I'm ready to go.
Oh, really?
Core is tight.
Did you do it on your own or did you use a video to follow?
Hey, thank you for your courage in asking, Donna. I did it on YouTube. I've just been doing a bunch of 10-minute workouts. For anybody out there who's feeling just loose.
That's me.
Okay, and that is me and certainly was really how I was feeling starting off this new year. I have just set a 10-minute goal each day, and some days I go 15 minutes, some days I choose a 20-minute workout, other days 10. This was like a 10-minute, maybe 12-minute ab workout. I actually did two. I bailed on one, like 15-minute one midway through, and then went to another 5-minute workout.
Oh.
No talking, just a timer and moves on the screen.
Oh, that's like 8-minute abs. That's a really good workout, by the way.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, because it's the same thing. You just, the timer appears on the screen and you only do it for, you know, let's say 60 seconds. You do 8 different workouts each for 60 seconds.
Can I say this about workout videos in general? And there's a variety of them and it's great. And it's really talking about getting tired of doing things virtually. I know some of us want to go back to the gym. Some are back at the gym. Some are waiting to go back to the gym. I would, but it's such an inconvenience for our family to get to a gym right now. It's a whole thing. It's an event to go to Lifetime. And I love Lifetime. So right now I'm still working out at home. But I've done all these different videos. I love these people. I just think I'm over getting introduced to the whole crew. Hey, so this is Tony. So Tony used to skateboard professionally and now he's working out with us, aren't you, Tony?
I've never noticed that.
Now keep your eye on Kelly. Kelly's back here. Oh Lord. I don't need those. I need let's get down to business. Tell me what we're doing and let's go. Time is money.
I agree
and
with
so,
you.
And so, yeah, it was a quick little workout.
I have to say, I was going to go back to the gym this week.
I'm
really scared. I really, really am. I just, when they start talking about new variations of COVID, and I have two friends who just tested positive for COVID, so they're holed up in their house for 2 weeks. I just am scared.
Can I offer you some support?
Yes.
I think that, and I feel this way about air travel as well, I think it's safer than it's ever been. And frankly, the fact that you have to keep your mask on, you used to, last time the gyms were open before the November shutdown, you could go to the gym, stay socially distanced, and not work out with your mask. Now they're asking you to do it with your mask, which means, sure, more of a pain in the butt, but if you're concerned about safety and getting the virus, I would imagine the gym is one of the safer places you could be because I bet they're wiping stuff down ad nauseum.
Yes.
You're masked up. It's such a sanitary place right now and minimal capacity. I bet you're not at risk. Dawn, you're doing it and you've been very smart and methodical as to how you've gone about COVID-19 and staying safe. And you feel safe when you're there?
I do. Now, there are people that you're going to see who don't wear their mask. They just have it around their chin, which I don't know what that does.
Mm.
Or below their nose. They got their snout out, as I say.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, I want to do that too. But no, I really do feel like because it's not such an enclosed space and I stay away from those people and I wipe everything down and I have my own mask on, you know, it's not comfortable, but I feel okay right now. I also am in a different position because I had COVID and it is harder for me to get it again. From what they know, but that doesn't mean I can't get it again. So it is, I can understand why I was mentally not in a good place and I needed to do that. It's a big part of my life and, I take precautions and don't put other people at risk. So.
It really spills into your mental health.
Yes.
Getting this exercise. And I just to go back to even doing 10 minutes a day. So, Dawn, if you decide not to go back to the gym, you could do 10 minutes today. And I always find just breaking through the first time, it's like the upside down. Like you're living in the upside down when you're not working out and you just feel like, how am I going to get back to that other side?
Yeah.
And then when you do it one time, it sort of activates some little, and it might be small mm-hmm. at this point, but some small motivational thing within you of, I can do this and I'll do it tomorrow. And I have felt better mentally and I have sensed more energy throughout the day, like into the evening. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. It's like you lay around, you want to lay around more. You mm-hmm. get active and you want to stay active more.
Okay.
You can do it, Donna.
I appreciate that, guys. I think I'm just going to go get some bands. I got some weights.
Great.
And then I'm going to find good some with videos
at home. I have no self-discipline at home. I want to sit on my couch.
I get it.
And I don't want to look like a melted candle. So I got to get back
that's
in the
what
gym.
I look like.
Yeah.
Two pieces Donna. Of deli ham hanging off my butt right now.
Here's what you got to do. Maybe this is good for you. I think maybe you should get an Apple Watch.
Okay.
I got an Apple Watch as sort of a Christmas present from my grandmother, okay, mm-hmm. Who gave us money, and then we wanted to be intentional about just spending it on frivolous, silly, fun things. So, enter the Apple Watch. As I was setting this sucker up last night, D-Bone, first of all, it showed me the life alert thing. You're always concerned about dying alone. This life alert option that they have, there's a fall alert, so if you fall, it will ask you if you're okay. If you don't respond, or you can quickly respond, send help. Or if you don't respond, it will alert emergency personnel. And they have your location and everything.
Oh, no. That sounds like it could go horribly wrong.
I just would forget to look at it and be like, oh, wait,
yes.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'll be like, what? What are you doing here?
This is, you have to take a fall. It has, you know, think of all these weird little geo sensors that Apple has built into their phones, and they know which way you're looking, if you're sitting up, if you're laying down, if you're on your side. Mm-hmm. So it's got all that. So this is, boom, if there's impact, it senses it. Another thing that you can do, if there is emergency, you can just treat it like a life alert where you hold down this side button and it will not only notify emergency personnel, it would also send a message to a group of your chosen closest contacts so that they would know,
neat.
I need help here.
Okay.
And so there's one aspect of it. And then it gives you these reminders. You should stand now. You should blah, blah, blah. Also, if your heart rate goes above 120 during a time of 10 minutes of inactivity. So if you're sitting on you don't want it going off when you're exercising, but if they know that you've been inactive and then your heart rate goes above 120, the same thing, they're going to check on you and figure out if they need to send emergency personnel, because that would be a very high resting heart rate, of course. You'd probably be experiencing a medical episode. Mm. And then I just downloaded last night the Sleep Cycle app, which we've talked about before, which is the app. Now, you don't need a watch for this. You can do it with your phone.
This sounds like a lot of stuff. This is much stuff on my wrist.
No, but you don't even say, you just set it up and say, yes, save me if I'm dying, save me if I'm dying, and then wake me when I'm not in REM sleep. I downloaded the Sleep Cycle app. It wakes you when you're at your light asleep, and it actually worked because I had it set on my watch. You can have it set on your phone, too. Put your phone in your bed with you and just lay it there, and it senses your movement. But sure enough, Dev was tossing and turning, so then I woke up hearing him, so then I got out of whatever the sleep was, and then my alarm went off.
Hmm.
Like knowing, oh, he's in the window. He said he needs to be awake by 6:30. He's in the window. It's a 30-minute window. We will wake you within your lightest cycle of sleep. Sure enough, I woke up by the baby, and then my alarm went off, and it was 6:18.
Okay.
Huh?
Neat.
Huh?
Huh?
Do I want you guys to treat me differently now that I'm Spock with my Apple Watch? Yes? Yes.
All right, we got to go.
Okay.
Facebook question for today, though.
Love this. If you had a say as to what two items should be in the office vending machine, what would you choose? I have an immediate idea. Oh, I would love to curate the vending machine. So we'll dig into that. You can go to our Facebook page. We'll get into that a little bit later on. When we come back, the most common answer, or technically question, on Jeopardy is, what is blank? See if you can figure that out. That and other dumb stuff you don't need to know when we return on Donna and Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
We should give a quick thank you to Chill Boys for supporting the Donna and Steve podcast.
Oh, we have got love for Chill Boys. It's a Minnesota-based company. They offer the best men's underwear that I have ever put on my body.
Yes, ew. Boxers and briefs for men, that's true, but women love wearing them too. I actually put on a pair of boxers this weekend while cleaning the house. Ah. I could not believe how cool they felt, like continuously cool.
So here's what's happening with all of that. It's the fabric. They use super soft bamboo fabric. We're part pandas now. So you can keep the boys cool and dry. It's softer than cotton, I'm telling you. And if you're really active, helps fight odors as well. Yep. It is game changing. Covered, Donna, this is real life. It's soft,
I'm
cool,
sorry.
You'll love them.
And hey, ladies.
Ladies.
Try them for yourself or get some for your guy. There's perks for both of you. Check them out at chillboys.com. Chillboys.com.
Truly an amazing product from a great local company right here in Minnesota. Chill Boys. Comfort where it counts.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Let's be curious.
Things that make you go. Hey.
Hey.
I have something for you. You are a torrid fan of Jeopardy all of a sudden. You're just ripping through episodes night after night.
Oh,
you've
I
got it set on your DVR.
I forgot to watch this week. Isn't Katie hosting?
Oh, Catherine Carrick?
She is on. She is. Okay.
I believe. Okay, so I came across this. The most common answer, technically it's a question because you have to phrase it in the form of a question. The most common answer on Jeopardy is, what is blank? Care to guess, my femme fatales,
so the nickname. Most common answer, not correct answer, but things that people
No, this would
say.
Be the most common like, correct answer. Do-do-do-do. What is blank?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, that is just such a broad question.
What
How
is
are you going to answer?
I'll give you a hint.
What is the London Bridge?
Okay, you're closer. I like how you both went British there.
Yeah.
You're closer, Donna, in that you mentioned something geographical. You said London. It's not London.
What is Europe?
No. But
what is North America?
Colder.
What is South Germany?
Don, or whoever said Germany is warmer.
What is Russia?
You're getting
what
very
is
warm.
Slovenia.
What is Yugoslavia?
No, but I like
Croatia.
Let's go back to the Russia thing. I think Russia is right beside
USSR?
This place, but it very well probably isn't. And I wish I hadn't said that
what
out loud.
What is the Ukraine?
What is
Romania?
Donald for 400. What is China?
Is it really?
What is China?
Is it really?
What is China? What is China?
Oh, that's neat.
Isn't that fun? Neat. Is China next to Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Is
right
it
below it, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Think about that. Wait, so they're touching each other. Are they touching each other?
Yeah.
They touch each other?
A lot. A big part of it, right?
So, guys, that's incredible. Talk about incredible things that we never talk about. Russia touches China. China, very different from Russia. Chinese people, very different from Russian people.
True.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It kind of is.
Is amazing. I
expected Donnie to know that since she has a globe in her house.
It's a big, I imagine it could be a. I need to look at it. It's on a stand.
How big is your globe?
It's like up to my waist.
Oh, so okay. So is it one of those? Is it set on the floor?
It's like what you would have in a study.
In a study.
Yeah. So it's on a stand, and the globe is at the top.
I do love globe. I just have
a disco ball.
Is
it?
A
cool it could
globe?
Be.
Oh, you have small globe.
I have small globe.
You know what I would like to? What I like to look at even more than the globe is an atlas.
That is my mother.
Me too.
Oh, I love the atlas.
I have a huge one.
I got one from my insurance agent recently. He's like, "Do you want an atlas?"
Oh,
I'm like,
Lord.
Yes, I do.
You getting together with your insurance agent?
You know, every now and then I like to do
when
an
was
audit,
the last
an audit?
A tour of all of
I couldn't this travel so this year, so I doodled with my atlas.
She goes to see her eye care specialist.
No, you
her
know,
insurance agent.
Every now and then, it's just like calling Verizon and saying, "Hey, can you do an audit and tell me like what do I need, what do I not need?"
And
you probably know the name of your insurance agent.
I do. It's Greg.
Oh, Greg
and John. I saw John. I didn't see Greg.
Where the hell's Greg been?
The name?
No. Greg, your insurance
what
agent.
What is Russia?
He's busy.
Kazakhstan is huge, by the way.
Is it really?
It's way bigger than I thought.
Well, it's not as big as Russia.
Oh, I know,
well,
but
sure,
it's as big as Mongolia.
But people think Kazakhstan is small.
Oh, I see.
It's like in a size, it's bigger than Western Europe.
Yeah, it's really, pretty big. Yeah.
It's really big. It's like Western and Eastern Europe all together.
Wow.
What are we doing?
Yeah, Kazakhstan.
I'm
sorry.
Sorry, listeners.
I go back to, though, guys, Russia is right next to China. And that's just crazy from a study of human beings and how different we are.
Well, and when you think of Russia and you think of like Siberia, you think cold, don't you?
Yes, of course.
But China is right next to Siberia. China. And I don't think cold. Do you?
I know. But, you know, then again, Canada right next to America, much colder than America. I bet we're not looking at the scale of the map and appreciating it. You know what I mean? Like, I bet you the base of China, the southernmost point of China, probably pretty damn far away from the northernmost tip of Russia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, for sure. What else you got?
The reason Hitler shaved his, haven't had him on the show in a while, shaved his mustache down to a square is because he had trouble fitting a regular mustache into a gas mask. How awful is that?
Ick.
I shouldn't have read that one out loud. FedEx. This is a fun fact about FedEx. Next time you see a FedEx truck go tearing down your street, know that they almost went under back in the 70s. It was their early years. They only had $5,000 in the bank, and they needed to pay off $24,000. Oh. They are still around because the founder took the last $5,000 to Vegas, gambled it on blackjack, and won $27,000. They were able to pay off the debt, and here they are, the courier empire that we know them to be.
What? How about that?
Thing that I make? And you go, huh?
I don't like that.
The first professional football league in America was called the National Football League, but has no relation to the modern NFL. It lasted one season. Tony, you might recall, it was 1902. It featured a mix of football players and pro baseball players. We'll take anybody athletic.
Oh, my gosh.
You, ma'am, shooting hoops at the park, you're a part of the original National Football League.
In 1902. Yep. You're so Donna. Funny. Speaking of 1902, I am very excited for a new series based on a classic novel that is going to be coming probably to a streaming service near you. Want to take a shot at what you think it is?
What is Russia?
Incorrect. I will share. Coming right up. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. I just read a story that says The Great Gatsby is coming to television.
Oh, in a series.
As a series. Isn't that cool?
That's great.
I love it. And F. Scott Fitzgerald's estate is also involved. Blake Hazard is the great-granddaughter of Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald, and she's a trustee of the estate and will serve as a consulting producer.
Wow.
Very exciting.
That's very exciting. Now, that was one of my favorite books that I read.
It?
I loved, there was something about reading that book by F. Scott Fitzgerald that transported me to the place, to the time. It made me feel all of the romantic thoughts that we have about the 20s and 30s. You felt like you were there when you read it. And then I liked the Leo movie, the Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
I never saw it. And I
just, it was good.
You know, I went through my little period where I was trying to squeeze in 10 classic books within the year. The Great Gatsby was one of them. I picked all the short ones. But really, really interesting story. So I did not see the movie. Maybe that's something I should do.
You might like
it. Baz Luhrmann movie, isn't it?
Yes. And
what year do you think?
2012. I'm gonna guess.
No here. Way.
What was her name? Who was it that had the?
Her name is
Summer of Sadness. I got the summertime.
I don't know what you're doing. What just happened?
I have a friend who hates that song so much, and
oh,
we
really?
Would put it on the jukebox.
Oh, I love it.
Every time we would go out, we would put it on so that she would absolutely lose her mind.
What song is that?
Summertime Sadness.
Summertime Sadness. Mm. And I really feel like it's in there, but now I'm looking at the soundtrack and not seeing it. So maybe I've misassociated it.
In the movie with Leo?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you have like Jay-Z is in that. Will.i.am is in that. Oh, yes. Young and Beautiful. Young and Beautiful. Lana Del Rey.
Lana yes. Del Rey. That's yes. what I thought.
Oh. Over the Love, Florence and the Machine. You should watch this movie. What are you doing, Don?
I know. I don't know. I didn't even know that they made a movie.
I think it'll be a great 2013. Series.
I think so, too. I think because it's got every, you know, it's got.
Because Gatsby's so
power,
weird.
It's got greed. It's got. Justice, it's got death. I should say tragedy. It's got tragedy. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. You watch the movie.
Carrie
It'll get
Mulligan,
it'll wet your whistle.
That's who was
Carrie
Daisy.
Mulligan.
She was
yes.
Daisy. Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Yes.
It's a good
Do you
story.
See any Gatsby in me?
No.
All right.
Not even a little. Sorry. Yeah, he was a weirdo. Like when I started reading the story, I pictured him as this older guy. But he's this young guy.
Yes, young and loaded.
Super mysterious and just strange to me, but fascinating.
Yeah, me too. And then the story about like the love triangle and it's just great. Great Gatsby.
And the Lana Del Rey song in the movie. It's you'll be taken away. It's
really?
Artsy.
Okay.
It's you'll like it. You'll
well,
like
all
it.
All her stuff is kind of like weird and dreamlike, isn't it?
Yeah. Will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful? That's the hook.
Something else we're excited about. Dawn mentioned in her Dirt Alert that Monsters, Inc. sequel.
That's awesome.
This is one of very few animated movies that I truly enjoyed because it's so cute.
It is cute.
It's the cutest. So now we've got Monsters at Work.
It's great. What a great
thought. Which is coming to, is it Disney?
Disney Plus. And I love that they do have Billy Crystal and John Goodman.
Me
I don't
too.
Want a watered down. It's got to be them. It's got to be the original Sully and Mike. Those are the voices we know and love. You don't want sound alikes. We know it's coming out sometime this year. The folks at Collider.com got to chat with Billy Crystal, and he said about it, it's a series, John Goodman and I are Sully and Mike. The show, time-wise, starts 6 months after Monsters, Inc. ended. So now, instead of being on the scare floor, we're on the laugh floor. We've created all of the new, young, great characters with some great voice actors, and Billy Crystal goes on to say, John and I are reprising our parts. I tell you, it's been 20 years since the release of Monsters, Inc., and that movie looked amazing 20 years ago. It's coming up on the 20th anniversary. It's fantastic looking. It's hilarious. And we're having a lot of fun doing it. That's what Billy Crystal has to say about it.
John Ratzenberger will be Yeti.
Great.
Jennifer Tilly will be Celia.
Aww.
Oh, wonderful.
Bob Peterson as Roz.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Henry Winkler is going to be in it.
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, that'll be good. Very exciting.
Donna, have you ever seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Nope.
I think you would like that.
I think Steve recommended that. No.
Wreck-It Ralph is fun.
Is that the one where he's inside the internet?
That's the sequel, Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Oh.
He's inside a video game, and there's just great characters.
Really?
Yeah, it's so cute.
And then if you like that, watch Ralph Breaks the Internet because there's so much funny internet humor there because they're inside of it. It's just all of the little things that you deal with, like pop-ups. There's a character who's a pop-up.
Oh, that's
like
funny.
A pop-up ad. It's great. Oh, it's so funny.
Wreck-It Ralph. Okay. I wonder if that's available like on...
It's on Disney Plus.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Oh. I can
what do you have on
that?
Tap this afternoon? Are you definitely just going to go home, sit down, and watch it?
I think I'm going to work. Not work. I'm going to walk. I'm going to go for a walk.
Just to clear your mind?
No, just to get some fresh air and exercise.
Meeting her insurance agent at the park.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Can I get another one of those atlases?
Come on. Am I the only person who, like, just does an audit of your bills and...
Yep.
No.
Probably.
No.
I don't even talk to them. They send me emails. They say, you got to come in. And I'm like, no.
What do you mean? So you sit down with your insurance
Every
agent.
Every few years,
I understand.
You know, I should see, am I spending too much?
And they go, absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, he's representing just one company, I would presume. You want someone who's representing multiple companies to say, give us a call and let us take a look and look at what your coverage is and what you really need covered, and then run it by some competition and see if we can save you some money. God bless John and Greg. I'm not trying to run them out of business.
You know, I have had somebody call before, you know, how like, I don't know, Progressive or somebody will call and they'll say, you know, like, give me your info. I gave them all my info and they said, yeah, we can't beat that price.
Oh, that's great. That's what you want.
I've been with the same insurance company since I'm 17. I've never gone to a different insurance company.
Wow.
Ever.
I bet you're not alone there. That's a generational thing. And I don't mean that disrespectfully at all, because until about 10 years ago or 15 years ago, the concept of having even a company out there who would run different people's, like, check into other vendors, that was not the case. But now you have name brand insurance companies who will say, we'll check everybody else. And if we can't beat you, then we can't beat them. We'll tell you what the other prices are. We do stuff on Twin Cities Live with a company called the Canopy Group, who they run all of the numbers once a year for you and then say, oh, you could actually save more money if you went with this company.
Oh.
And so you don't even have to have, you know, the awkward lunch with John when he brings an atlas. And you're like, of course I need an atlas.
Oh, John.
I love John. John's
don't
a great
ever
guy.
Leave him.
Don't ever. Oh, yes, you stay with John.
This is just too sweet of a story that she's been with the same company. I never thought I'd be so emotional about insurance.
I know. Listen,
and I'm too lazy to like... And I don't like confrontation.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like, sorry, guys, I'm leaving you. I can't.
But you're not. Too lazy isn't true, though. It's the confrontation thing.
Yeah.
Because you got together with this person in person, where any of us in, like, the, let's call it the Geico age of insurance.
Yeah.
I don't know who to call when I get into. I'll just call an 800 number for Geico. I don't know any of you people. I just don't want to pay any of you people more than I need to.
Yeah.
You know, while we're talking about insurance, which we do every day here on the Don and Steve Show at 9:35.
That is not true.
Not true at all. But do you ever get money that is yours, that has always been yours, that isn't free money, it's yours, but you get it back like an expense at work? You know how when you get an expense reimbursement at work, you feel like you got a bonus.
What
a trick they've played on you.
Yeah.
It's your money. It's our money. It's always, we just lent it to the company.
Right.
And now we're getting it back, but somehow we feel like we're winning. I got a check the other day, speaking of insurance, from a homeowner's insurance company saying at some point over this, I think this happens when you move and stuff like that, you overfund an escrow account or whatever, all the stuff that you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So we had this escrow thing that was reimbursed, but then I got a check in the mail a week ago, and it said this was for an extra payment that we deducted at some point. So I called them yesterday just to make sure before I deposited the check on my phone.
Oh, so you did talk to someone.
No, but it wasn't like, hey, put June, I got another check. You need to look into this. It was the 800 number, and I was just like, look, I just got a check from you guys. Is this legit? Can I cash it? And they were like, yep, there was an extra payment. So there again, it was my money that somehow left me, and I didn't know it, and now I'm getting it back. Because insurance,
like,
is weird.
$5 in your jeans.
Are you going to invest that like Dave Ramsey would tell you to?
Hey, Dawn, maybe I'm going to get an Apple Watch for my other wrist.
By the way, speaking of that.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time. The mail's here.
All right, here
we
go.
Couple of emails, okay?
I haven't even gone into it yet. Yeah, go ahead.
This is from Jesse, who says, hey, guys. Yeah, I agree with Donna. Too much stuff on a watch. I don't trust the health check things. Something will malfunction. EMS will end up at your door. Then a month later, you'll get some sort of bill for $2,000 because they came to your house. No, thank you.
That's funny. Kate said on Twitter, I agree with Steve. The Apple Watch will hold you accountable for your daily workouts. I got mine in July, and I love it. Jazzercise Inc. is my favorite workout. Good luck.
Good to know.
Hey,
this is from Aaron. I tried two things you guys have recommended last night. First, the green curry at Naz Thai in Chennai.
Oh, yes.
Steve is right. It's delicious.
So good.
Also watch Pretend It's a City. Agree with Donna and Dawn.
Yes!
So smart, so funny. I listen to the podcast every day and find myself in my car, at my office, and elsewhere laughing out loud all by myself like a crazy person. Coincidentally, I am a therapist and pretty sure I have a couple of appropriate diagnoses for each of you.
Oh,
that's great.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's very funny.
That's hilarious.
Hey, While we're on the topic of different things brought up on the show and the Apple Watch and people poo-pooing it and supporting it, here's how I can slam dunk it that if you do get it, that you would never get the Sleep Cycle app, or there's another one called the Pillow app for sleeping. Does the same kind of stuff, except you got to pay. But both of them have an option that is it will detect sound so that if you're snoring in the middle of the night, it will tell you in the morning you snored, you know, whatever, 26 times.
Oh, my gosh.
It will also record, so they say, or detect sound in the case of you talking in your sleep.
I'm getting one immediately.
Okay.
So I found very interesting.
Okay. Along those lines, when we come back, I saw something and I definitely want to say something, and it has to do with doing things in your sleep. Freaks me out. I would encourage you guys to click on the links that I provided for our program today, and let's discuss when we come back on My Talk. Appreciate you guys listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
I came across these TikTok videos of this woman in Canada who does stuff in her sleep. Like, literally, first of all, I love her outfit. She's like wearing like a giant onesie. And she gets up in the middle of the night, and security cameras catch the footage of what she's doing. I mean, in one, she's talking about spices to an empty room. In another, she's feeding the lawn with drinks, like cans of beverages. As a guy is walking by, looking at her like, what is happening?
It's so funny.
It's so scary. This, I was telling Dawn off the air, that this scares me the way that I'm afraid of ghosts. If I lived with someone who did this, I would either have to kick them out or I would have to move. I cannot handle that.
I find this to be very entertaining, very confusing, but not super scary, at least not what she's doing. The scary sleepwalkers for me, remember there was a TikTok video 4 or 6 months ago of the sister who just sat up in her bed and then looked across the room and just stared down her other sister. She's like, Judy, stop. Judy, stop. Mom! Judy, stop. Yeah. That sort of haze is weird. This is comical in that it's just like, this woman is living her best life. At night, she is so excited. She goes into the kitchen to get drinks and then is carrying the drinks out so happy and then goes out to the party that is going on in her brain, also on her front lawn, and just starts tossing cans. Here, you get a crown. Here, here, take this.
She's setting the table and saying, like, you eat first. And it's like there's nothing on the plate.
But the frightening thing would be when you're sleepwalking this aggressively, as opposed to just sitting up in bed or just standing up next to your bed and then laying back down, you could easily get
hurt,
killed.
Yeah, she could walk right out into the street. Yes. She's walking into the front yard where there is a street, appears to be somewhat busy. I mean, it looks like a busy street, not that there's a lot of cars on it, but it looks like, you know.
Yeah.
You want me to play some of the audio of her delightfully? She's grabbing the drinks. She's laughing.
She's so happy.
Oh, she's throwing the drinks in the snow.
It's like a moose knuckle. Why did you say that? Nobody knows.
I know. Yeah, you don't know why.
I don't know why. Oh my God. I can't handle it. It freaks me out. I don't like it. I want that to stop immediately. That is crazy. I'll link this up, of course, for everybody at mytalk1071.com. Okay, the other thing that I saw I think we got to cut Jennifer Lopez some slack. Okay.
Okay. Okay, help garner our sympathy for her.
Okay, so here's the deal. She's got a new, I think it's a skincare line that she was promoting. And then somebody on Instagram called her out for having had Botox. And she had written, okay, for the 500 millionth time, I have never had Botox in my life, ever.
Or any injectables or anything.
Right. She didn't say, or, you know, I bet she's had like laser skin treatments, wouldn't you think?
I don't know.
I don't want to upset her.
Latin. She has, you know, great skin.
And she puts sunscreen on. I just think, why is it so hard to believe her? Some people just have good genes.
Right.
You know, and it's funny because if you listen to Colleen and Bradley, they'll be like, just admit it and don't shame people who do it.
We're so different, yeah.
I know, like, I am, why would she double down? She's basically saying, I don't want people to tell me that I'm lying. Don't call me a liar. I'm not lying. And, you know, she doesn't care if other people do it. She's just saying, I never have. So people are like, no, how about that? You don't have one single line on your head. She probably takes excellent care of herself. I think it's possible.
She moisturizes day and night. That's the key.
She does look very moist.
Yeah. Donna. It's called the glow.
She's got the J-Lo glow. Great perfume by her that I wore for many years.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, nice.
Interesting. She does say that her boyfriend... At one time, not the current boyfriend, A-Rod, but a boyfriend when she was like 23 was like, hey, you should get some Botox. And she's like, no, I think I'm going to pass. Thank you. You know, because I think she was at a dermatology appointment with him. And the doctor was like, you got a little line right here. She's like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to start doing that. Thank you.
Slippery slope, right?
Right. Anyway.
You know, McGrath... from Sugar Ray also hosted Extra.
Looks a little extra, by the way,
but he has an Instagram channel where he does these morning conversations in his robe, and at one point he talked about that head on, and he too was like, look, people ask me all the time, Mark, you got Botox, Mark, you did this, I don't know what to tell you, my face got a little fatter. Yeah. I look a little different things, but he says it in a very believable way as he's sitting there disheveled in his robe and sort of saying, like, don't you think if I got work done, I'd be looking better than this? That was his self-deprecating style. I don't know. I don't know who you can believe.
I mean,
I don't know.
What's the point in lying? He does look strange, by the way.
Donna.
He looks strange. His face didn't get fat. It just got super tight. But oftentimes that happens when you work out a lot, too.
Yeah, you know, I know that much.
Got no fat on your face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
How did he go from being like a lead singer of a band to like Extra?
I don't know.
Isn't that strange? Like transition?
Yes. I have no idea how that happened. Hmm. It was peculiar.
I concur.
There have been some weird... That'd be an interesting list to see. The weirdest castings in the history of entertainment.
Right.
There have been some people who have hosted shows who just seem like a little bit of an odd fit.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Where has Barbara Walters been?
Mm.
I'm a little concerned about her.
Yeah, that's a...
Same place Jack Nicholson has been.
Right? Where's he?
Oh, I don't know. I just wish that we could accept people aging in Hollywood and so they don't feel like they have to just disappear from society.
That
you know?
Is really yeah. sad if that's why they're not around. Mm-hmm. Unless there's health issues involved, in which case, that's understandable.
Yeah.
All right, bye, Dawn.
Bye.
Good talk.
Bye, Dawn.
When we come back, if you want any Phil Collins memorabilia, it's going for dirt cheap. I'll tell you about that coming up next.